Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, at 4 o'clock, Jason Mackey's going to join us. He talked to Frank Coonerly, Pirates president, on what happened down in Atlanta last night. So we will get the skinny on the team's response. Also, Jason was with the Penguins the last few years covering them. So we'll hear what he has to say about this Phil Kessel news that Jim Rutherford is not going to trade him.
If somehow the Pirates and Braves are playing Game 7 of the NLCS and Musgrove hit Donaldson like that in the first inning, does anything happen? And Brian Gorman is the ump.
No.
He just walks Musgrove, or he walks them back, right? That's my final thought on the matter for now.
Because they're not going to taint or they're not going to distort a playoff game because of that incident. No, they're going to get more involved. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, that's all. I just wanted to say that.
Typically, when it comes to All-Star voting, it is very hard for Pirates players to get voted in as starters unless, like, the game is here and local fans stuff the ballot, or the Pirates have some established player who fans are just conditioned to sort of vote for. I think Andrew McCutchen turned into one of those guys. That's why I'm surprised to see that Josh Bell is leading all NL first basemen in voting with this first update. And he's blowing everybody out, over 600,000 votes. Anthony Rizzo is second with 460,000 votes. Bell is the most deserving of the honor, even though he's in a bit of a slump right now, hitting below 200 in the month of June. Still leads the National League in RBIs. I did not expect Bell to have a commanding lead just because he's relatively new. Last year was so bad for him. You'd figure, like, Cubs fans and
when you're talking about voting, you're talking about popularity contests and visibility on the national scale, right? Like, Rizzo, just by virtue of playing in market number three for a rabidly followed team, you would think would qualify. Paul Goldschmidt, you'd think those jagaloons in St. Louis would just vote for him on general principles and stuff the ballot box.
And
he
it's
plays
not like
the
Rizzo
right way.
Is having a bad year. He's got 17 home runs and he's hitting 285.
If anything, you'd think Bell's support would be flagging right now because he's been a little slow playing in June. Like he just hasn't followed up that tear in May with a kind of a small step down, not a huge one. It's been a big one so far. I don't know why. I guess I'm looking at those votes and saying his month of May and the run he was on and the way he was hitting the ball out of the park prodigiously.
People took notice of it.
Right. Like, I have to assume that Joe Q and Jane Q public baseball fans said, wow, Josh Bell, this is something worth actually, like, seeking out. Because now if you want to watch highlights, you don't have to wait for SportsCenter at 11 o'clock. You go to that team's Twitter profile, right? And if they're doing a good job, they're going to have the videos embedded right there for you. So clearly people were seeking out the old Josh Bell feats of strength. Him hitting a ball into the river on the fly, or two of them into the river on the fly, got people's eyebrows raised. That is very surprising because I always exist in this sort of being of this mindset that the Pirates don't make major waves nationally. Like, they're not like a little seismic move on the baseball Richter scale.
Major League Baseball tweeted out this factoid. The last time a Pirate started at first base in the All-Star game was Dale Long back in 1956.
Say that.
Long in 1956 is the last Pirate to start at first base in an All-Star game. That position,
I don't know if Cook was alive for that.
You don't think he covered that All-Star
game?
No,
I'll cease my usual joke here. I think Ron might be young enough that he didn't see that, or that he wasn't alive for that. Oh, no, who are you kidding, Chris?
That's funny because you've made jokes about how Ron covered the 1927 World Series.
I think I've made jokes about how Ron covered the extinction of dinosaurs.
Yes, you have.
Covered the late Cretaceous.
I preferred the Jurassic period.
you know, a lot of people tell you the Triassic period was, in fact, the greatest.
The Pirates' first base position has been a black hole like my entire
life. They've searched for it. I can tell you back here, there are Pirates fans listening in the audience right now. Remember the name Ron Wright when the Denny Nagel trade, I believe, happened? Here's this power-hitting first baseman from the Braves, this prospect. They have their best first baseman in my lifetime, or my adult lifetime. If I had to actually pin it down to somebody, it's probably Adam LaRoche.
No, I disagree.
Kevin Young, maybe.
Probably Kevin Young.
Kevin Young got MVP votes in that 97 season, and he hit 300 that year, and he was the only marginal power threat on a team with none. You're right, and he was a pretty good defender at first.
Kevin Young and Adam LaRoche had the same reputation, where they were pretty good defensive first baseman. They'd start the first 100 games of the season in wicked slumps, and by the time people stopped paying attention to the Pirates, they'd haul off and, like,
LaRoche was good for
20 home runs in the second half of the season, and their numbers would look good at the end.
LaRoche was the classic. His numbers would be between 255 and 265. He'd have close to 30 home runs and like 85 knocked in. And if you looked at him for the first 2.5 months of the season, he would, no BS, be hitting something like 178 with two home runs. But that, I mean, you're right. It has been a black hole. And Josh Bell is the first time they've had somebody who looked like a bona fide stud at the position.
Do you remember, you're old enough to remember Bream at first base for the Pirates?
No.
No.
I know that he played for the Pirates, but my memory of him is just so tied to one thing, and it's him chugging around third
base.
Who
is the worst Pirates first baseman of our lifetimes?
I have a soft spot, I guess it would be, right? Whatever the opposite of that is emotionally. For a high leg-kicking man named Mark Johnson, who was supposed to be the next big hope at that position, had this big high leg kick to start his swing, and the rare times he would connect solidly with a ball, he'd hit long tape measure home runs, but he sucked. God, was he bad.
How about Jaso?
Yeah, dude, you want to know something embarrassing?
You like Jaso?
Joe and I, when Jaso got put to first base, I tried to come up with maybe this will work. High on base guy, hit a lot of doubles.
You really did?
Yeah, I think I tried that. I mean,
Starkey was also high on John Neese.
Correct. I think I tried to be high on John Neese, too, just because I knew it would make Neil Walker fans mad. Mm. No, I think it would be Mark Johnson. Who's the worst? What was the snake-bitten position until for the Mets? Wasn't it third base until Wright got there?
Yep.
Rick Riley did like a whole cheese ball back page of SI column about their woes at third base.
Yeah, they traded Nolan Ryan for, I think, Fergusi, who they thought was going to be their third baseman,
the big guy
blew up spectacularly. Yep. All right. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.